You are down in deep.
This is deep.
What's going on, peeps? This is your man, Big B. Welcome back to another edition of IDS Dating Sucks. Sucks. Sucks.
Question mark?
Sucks.
Question mark?
Sucks.
Question mark?
Sucks.
One more question mark.
Exclamation point.
Oh.
I'm rocking out today with the Dating Sucks panel. I'm going to go with the ladies first. From the Boogie Down, Miss Sonya.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's good.
All right. You going to keep your mic like that? Because I'm going to turn you up.
Oh, well.
No.
Okay.
Good. Don't.
All right. I'm going to set you like this. All right.
All right. I'd like everybody this time to stand to their feet, remove your hats, and all hail the queen.
All right. Hey, yo. What's up, people? Long time no chat with.
Yeah, you want to say remove your hat, dude?
No. It was attached to my mic, to my headset, so I couldn't do it.
Okay, you're going to keep your mic right there? I'm going to go ahead and do it right there. Yeah. And last but not least, back from his award tour, Mr. Diego.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder.
He's holding that. Locked and loaded.
We've been on that for...
That was a Tim Kaine move right there.
The 1 month hiatus.
Oh, Trump.
Did y'all miss us? We missed you.
Shut up.
We missed you, and by your emails, dating is going to hell in a handbasket. Mm. But never fear. Your Dating Sucks crew is here. We're going to try to put Band-Aids over bullet wounds. We're going to try to make the blind see the light. Mm. And we're going to try to make some of you people understand that Gilligan's Island might be a best alternative for you.
Mm. Especially if Marianne's sexy. Yeah. I ain't like ginger.
Just go be alone. All right. So, Queen.
Hey, yo.
It's on you.
Actually,
what you going to do?
I'm going to turn over the first questiones to Miss Sonya.
All right.
She just hit a Diego. All right.
I didn't even realize I did that. Okay, so the first question is, I was talking to a friend of mine. This is from Darlene. Hey, Darlene. What's up, girl?
Please tell me that's not her real name.
Nope.
Okay, good. Phew.
Nope, that's not her real name.
Nope. All right, good.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Remember what you did last time. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And she asks, why is it that some professional women lower their standards when it comes to men? And why is it that they're on point at work, but when it comes to their men or their boyfriends, they actually date like in the gutter.
Okay, wait. I already forgot the first question. Okay. Can you ask the first question and okay. we talk about it and then well, say something about the second because I already forgot the first.
Okay. So the first question is, why do some professional women mm-hmm. lower their standards when it comes to men?
Okay.
Yes.
Diego, why don't you take that first?
Well, I mean, lower their standard. I mean, really, what standard do you really have? Your standard. I think you go after what you're used to hunting. I mean, you feel comfortable in the pool that you use, that you feel comfortable in swimming in. So I don't know if it's necessarily lowering your standard. You're just comfortable in swimming in that particular pool, you know? I mean, it's like you're used to being in the pool, and all of a sudden someone throw you in the ocean, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm scared. So maybe the actual reality is that you're not really lowering your standard. You think you are, but you're not. Mm-hmm. You're comfortable in the pool that you're in.
It could be, right, and kind of playing off that, it can be, you know, I know most of us have heard the terminology of pit bull in a skirt. You know, you could, you know, dress up and put that suit on and put your high heels on and present yourself in the workplace. But you could be a gully hood rat underneath all that. When you get home, you know what you know. And you're comfortable with what you know.
That's true.
You know, that's just one side of the coin. The other is, I mean, there's really lots of reasons when you really start to break it down. I mean, some women may not be comfortable, you know, playing or being in a situation with men that's on the same level as them. It could be an intimidation factor. It could be a power factor. They want to hold up a hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many different variations. But I think it all goes back to what Diego said. It's just all comfort. No matter what it is, it all comes back down to what you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that. And then, hey, maybe there is cases where you want more, but you just don't have the go get it in you to go for that. Mm-hmm. So you go for what's easy, get the low hanging fruit, as they say.
Mm-hmm. True. So okay. So the question was pretty much like professional women lowering their standards.
Right.
I mean, I don't necessarily think it's lowering their standards, but it could be whatever profession that you're in, there are no men there that you're interested in or that are interested in you. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, i.e., like it could be maybe you work in an environment where it's all, you know, white people mm-hmm. or all Latino people or... and you're not interested in dating outside your race. So maybe you're like, okay, well, I can't find a quote-unquote professional man in the field that I'm in. So, you know, that's fine. I'll date the next guy that asks me out. And, oh, this guy just happens to be a janitor. I don't know. It just popped in my head. Mm-hmm. So I'll just date, you know, the janitor. Mm-hmm. But if he's a janitor... and he's a hardworking janitor, and he goes to work every day, does what he's supposed to do, pays all his bills, or doesn't have any bills, comes home and treats you right, I mean, massages your feet, does whatever, you know, that you think, you know, that you want in a relationship, what the hell does it matter what the man does?
Church.
Now, hold up, son. Now, if you were looking for somebody on your level, monetarily speaking, and... you're like, okay, I can't find anybody on my level, and you're just not willing to date outside your race. Again, going back to the example where you work and it's only white people, then, you know, I agree with them. Then you're just not comfortable, you know, in that dating pool, and you need to get comfortable, or you need to go out to more activities where there are more professional people, because I refuse to believe that there are no professional men out there, you know, and... So, I don't know. I'm just about liking who likes you and who treats you well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, long as he's not a lazy son of a bitch.
Well.
That, you know, I think that, you know.
That's what. It is.
Okay. Oh, so is this part of part two?
This part of part two.
Okay, so ask your part two then.
Okay, so part two.
Oh, sorry.
No. Yeah, it's like.
No, I guess, go ahead.
I just want to say, it's not a janitor, it's custodial engineer.
So oh, excuse me.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I forgot. Thank you for correcting me on your part-time job. Pardon. Is that like saying a stewardess and is really a flight attendant?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Whatever, as long as you're making your coins.
Meet a maid, fuck it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're making your money, housekeeping, maid, whatever the hell.
Right.
And you paying your bills and you show up every day.
Right.
And you ain't a drunk, an alcoholic. damn it, that's part of the second question. All right then, very well. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so basically what it is that she's like a, I don't know, CEO of a company, but when she goes home, this brother that she's been with for like 2 or 3 years, he's in her house. He's smoking weed. Not only is he in there, he brings all his friends over, and they're all in her living room, like smoking
playing
weed,
playing video games.
Yes.
You got to get out.
Yes, and been
that's
with
not
him
the
for
man
like,
I was just talking about.
No, I know. Yeah, and hold on, so sorry. And like 2 to 3, and been like that for 2 or 3 years. So and now she's starting to realize, oh, maybe this is not the man for me.
Okay, so now we went into charted territories.
Yeah.
Note that I said charted, not mm-hmm. uncharted. Because mm-hmm. the bottom line, she's just plain stupid.
Right.
She did settle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She
lonely
stupid.
As hell.
She's just a lonely ass woman. She probably don't look that attractive.
Oh, see, you know what? That's not true.
I'm gonna go with that. When I say not attractive, I'm just not on a physical sense. I'm talking about on a mental level also. So
oh, okay.
Unattractive is you could be an ugly person on the inside as well as on the outside, even though the outside is scare people. But anyway, but what I'm saying is the fact that you said 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line, you knew that you was with trash when you first met them.
Right.
So basically that means that you were a lonely ass woman mm-hmm. who was just looking for some dick.
Or you Captain Save-A-Ho.
And you know, generally most women just looking for some dick and think I can clean them up.
Yeah. You can find dick anywhere, James. You don't need to take dick home and let it live with you for 2 or 3 years and be on your couch smoking weed and inviting your friends over playing video games.
But when you're low self-esteem, when you're low self-esteem hoe.
Damn.
She's a hoe. The bottom line is,
Professional hoe, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, professional hoe.
No, I'm
but the bottom line is the fact that you are just low levels, you got low self-esteem no matter that you're a CEO and everything like that, because the bottom line is that what you do in your professional life, you can be balls out in your professional life, but when it comes to you loving you, mm-hmm. you got low self-esteem because no one with any regard for self would ever settle for some dude like that.
Right.
Sure. I mean, the delivery sucked, mm-hmm. but right. I almost can't disagree with what he just mm-hmm. said, mm-hmm. that I think that is a self-esteem issue because you working hard and you come home and your house smell like weed. Ain't no dinner cooked.
Right.
And the boys are like, hey, what's up? There's like to-go containers, Chinese food. You know what I'm saying? They're in front of the computer or the whatever, TV playing games. And, you know, they done been there since you left this mm-hmm. in that morning. And they Negroes are still there. Baby, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. That is a problem of epic proportion. And I would say get thee to a psychiatrist fast and in a hurry so you can get yourself together. No, excuse me. First, kick the Negro out. Change the locks.
Thank you.
Then get yourself to a psychiatrist or therapist
Please
or something.
Please do me one favor, Queen. Repeat that last part.
Wait a minute. Change the locks.
Get yourself.
Oh, to a psychiatrist or a therapist?
Yes.
Yeah, you need
because
some help.
Please understand, you can go to your girlfriends. You can go to your guy friends.
Please.
You can go to whatever fucking rock will sit still long enough to let you vent your spleen about what the hell is wrong in this world.
Yeah.
But please understand, you play just as much part in what's wrong as he does.
Agreed.
Okay? Because if it was a dog or a cat shitting and pissing all over your house, you would stand that shit about 1 or 2 times and you would come home, throw the motherfucker in a box and take him somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
I would hope you'd try to get him trained first. Dog or cat.
Fuck all that.
Okay.
Okay, when you are, and I'm throwing up my air quotes, when you are CEO, you know, you should have some fine shit in your house, bamboo floors, alpaca throw rugs, and all types of shit, you know what I'm saying? If you're a real CEO out this motherfucker, if you if you the head cashier at 7-Eleven, man, you call yourself, well, that's a whole other thing. But
yeah.
The bottom line is you wouldn't stand for it there. Don't stand for it anywhere. Right. If it was an animal or a human, don't stand for that shit. Right. And like Queen said, the second you say get out, change your locks, get mm-hmm. everything out, you need to book yourself an appointment to go sit on somebody's couch.
And no shade. I'm not trying to be funny. Well, I'm not. I'm not trying to be funny when I said that. I really think you need some help to get yourself, to build yourself back up. And as B said, not friend help, like some real right. help, you know. And black people, I don't know if you black, whatever your name is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you black. She don't have to tell me. You could be whatever. I don't care. But I know black people have a problem with getting help when it comes to mental health. Mm-hmm. Or you might not think this could be a mental health issue. And it very well could be. So help you to help you, boo.
Mm-hmm. And I got to throw just a baby, Big B curveball on this.
Okay, not a baby one.
When you go in to seek help from your friends, let me give you a big fucking hint. The motherfucker that tells you what you want to hear is not your friend. Mm-hmm. It's probably the one that you got the most problems with is the one that you probably should go to and listen to. Because they probably been telling you shit you ain't been wanting to hear for a long time. And you have every fucking problem in the world with them. But yet, you spending your paychecks and your time and everything else with the motherfuckers that's kissing your ass and telling you everything you want to hear. And you are, you know, a friend of convenience for them. So, yeah, put him or her to the side.
It's hard.
And get with someone that tells you some shit. That hurts.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to hear bad shit about yourself.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't hear any about myself, but I'm just saying, you know, in case you do, it's hard. I've heard.
It's just as painful.
No, it is.
It's just as painful. When you get that foot kicked in your ass, it's just as painful when you extract that foot from your ass.
Sure.
So deal with both sides. Pull your bootstraps up. Be a big girl or a big boy. Take it on the chin. And start to rebuild your life.
And I just want to say, you know, with this whole thing about she's, you know, dating down or, you know, whatever the terminology was, it really comes down to the fact you're not dating down. You basically are what you eat.
Mm.
Church.
So.
Wow.
Hey, all pigs wallow in the mud just because one eat more than the other. That don't make you a better pig than the other. Y'all both filthy, nasty motherfuckers.
Damn. Right. Okay. Oh my God, so. That's so true.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I hopefully that helped. Yeah, I know that was a lot for you to take in. Now what?
Now, on that topic, since we're on that topic.
Okay.
If y'all remember back to our last show, there was a young lady that Miss Sonya spoke about. And, you know, one of the listeners sent in some feedback pertaining to that last one. So we go ahead and play that.
Hello, Big B. And I do still prefer to call you Big B instead of Furious Styles. This is Ro calling about the Dating Sucks show. Glad you guys are back. I've missed you. Hey, Queen. Hey, Miss Sonya. Hey, B. Diego, fuck you. You know, it's a shame you keep slandering we more seasoned and responsible women on the show. As a person who's going to be 50 next year, I'm not falling down the cliff, and I'm not staying down. I'm just going to have to do like you. I guess I'm just going to have to give me a young buck. So I enjoy the show as always. And Sonya's friend, ooh, I bet she's going to call and leave some good feedback. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Ro. Hey, girl, hey. You probably couldn't hear us. We were over here dying with that.
I know. I loved it. I loved it. And you probably are down the cliff, but okay. But anyway.
look at him try to start shit. Static. Don't start none. Won't be none. Nah, so before we move on, so did your friend, your friend that wasn't really, we weren't really talking about her, but we were, but we weren't. Did she give you any feedback? Because she sure didn't send any in.
No, I think she was a little mad. I sent it to her, and she usually is all excited with the feedback, and she was just like, yeah, okay, anyway. Ooh. And started talking about like everything else under the sun except Ooh. For that.
The truth hurts.
Yeah.
Don't it?
And I just kind of left it alone as a touchy subject, but I am going to bring it up again. Okay. So I'm waiting until she comes. She's on vacation. When she comes back, we're going to talk about it.
So yeah, why is she in her feelings?
She's in her feelings because, like you said, it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear the truth.
It is. Especially when you put it out there where it's like, we really know who the hell you're talking about. Lee.
We don't know her, though.
I mean, we don't actually know her, but but it is hard when it's like, you know, whatever. That's, names have been changed to protect the innocent. All right. Right. Okay, let's see. Let's go into something a little bit more fluffy. If someone invites you to a movie or restaurant, do you have a say in what movie you see or where you go to eat?
Is this the first date?
They didn't say.
Okay. Yeah.
It just says someone invites you to a restaurant. Do you have a say?
I'm going to say hell yeah. Because there's certain foods I don't eat. And there's a lot of movies that I'm not interested in. And, you know, I'm not going to necessarily spoil the date if there is any potential in the person. But I will show that I'm...
Kind of sounds like you would, though. If I'm like, let's say if we went out and I was like, hey, how about we go here? And you're like, I'm like, okay, well, how about here? Well, okay, how about here?
Well, see, again, I'm not... See, the way you posed the question was, hey, I'm about to pick you up. We're going to go see this and we're going here to eat.
Mm-hmm. No, I said if someone invites you to a movie or a restaurant, do you have a say in what movie you see or where you go to eat? They didn't necessarily say, they just say, hey.
But what I'm saying is, let's go to a restaurant. You do have a say.
Okay.
And my thing is, if you tell me, hey, I want to go see the new Tom Cruise movie and go eat at this new vegan spot that opened, I'm going to say, call me when you get done. I'm going to be at the bar across the street.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
And that way, it's a compromise. I'll be nearby when you get done, walk across the street. You will be fulfilled. I will be filled. And we can carry on the date from there. Now, if you want to call me and say, hey, are you interested in, you know, going to a movie and having dinner, and we can bounce some ideas off each other? Well, then that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that the person would call you and you guys would talk it over. Hey, I'm thinking about a movie and a dinner. Would you, you know, I mean, usually I'll call Diego and say, I want to see that new movie on, you know, he's like, all right, come on. I mean, but sometimes we've gone to the movies and he'll say, we're going to see this. And I'm like, okay. I mean, only because sometimes you don't know if you're going to like it or not. But it all depends. I mean, but if somebody just calls and says, I'm picking you up, be ready, we're going to go here and there. That's kind of like a control thing for me. I'm kind of like, my red flags are up at that point. And if I can't interject and if I can't give you my feedback on what I like and what I don't like, and you're not trying to hear it, then there's a problem. Mm-hmm. There's a problem. But, I mean, usually normal people talk about where they're going to go.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Now, and again, I guess sort of the flip side to that would be if there's something coming out that I'm excited about and I might say, hey, yo, Neen, fucking Samuel Jackson's new joint just dropped. I'm going to see you. Trying to come?
Yeah.
Now you have an option to say no or yes, but I'm not pigeonholing you to, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting you know what I'm doing if you want to come. Mm-hmm. Versus, you know, hey, we going on a date and this is what the fuck we doing.
Right. Right.
And you like that snap is
right.
Inherited.
That was mean.
Pops. That right. was pops right there.
I wish you could see that because then it had the little finger point. Yeah. That was mean. So, okay. Well, I agree with you guys. I think that if someone called me up and was like, yo, I want to go see... I don't even know what movies are out now because I don't go to movies. Yeah, but that? The new Samuel Jackson. Cruise. Well, there's always a Sam Jackson movie. So let's just go with that again.
Yeah, Tom like, and Sam somewhere.
Yeah, one of them two are always in a theater. So, you know, do you want to go see? No, I don't. But thank you for asking me. And I would be like you, hey, do you want me to meet you after for drinks? Mm-hmm. We can do that. Right. Or even with dinner, like, hey, I feel like going to... You know, TGIF Fridays, I would, I would go. I don't like their food, but I would go. I mean, they got a bar. I'd be like, hey, well, I'll meet you there.
Right.
We can, you know, you can eat. I'll get a beverage, maybe an appetizer, and we can hang out. But, you know, I need a heads up as to where or what you're thinking about, especially, you know, so it wouldn't just be like, unless it's something romantic. Now, let's flip on the other total opposite side, as B says, baby B curve. If it's like something romantic, and I don't think of it as controlling, like if it's somebody I actually like, mm-hmm. and I'm interested in, and you're like, hey, you know, would you like to go to the movies with me on Friday? And then afterwards we can go to dinner. I'd be like, cool. Mm-hmm. And even if I, you know, show up and we go see the Sam Jackson movie, I'd be like, oh shit, can I fall asleep during this movie? Did I bring a flask? Can I play on my phone while he's watching this? Like, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And then maybe afterwards he'd ask me, like, you know, hey, I want to go to this restaurant, or do you have any ideas for a restaurant or whatever? Or like, there's a restaurant across the parking lot, because in Bowie there is just like a couple little restaurants around there. Do you want to go to one of the restaurants around, you know, here? Cool, let's go. Go talk, have appetizers. Like, that would be okay. If it was somebody I was interested in, then it would be okay. I wouldn't feel like it was a controlling situation.
You know, it's similar but a little bit different. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm just kind of let you know where things could go awry. I was invited to go to a play. Mm-hmm. Partly my fault, I didn't do my due diligence up front and say, okay, hey, what play is it, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-oh.
I was just like, you know, the person was cool. I said, all right, you know, I'll rock out with you. Yeah, I'll go. It was a Tyler Perry play.
Mm. Why did in my mind, I was like, your arms are too short to box with God.
And usually when I get to the R in Tyler Perry, I vomit. So, but I went and I said, you know, I'm going to be a soldier.
Cause I like her.
So I went, no, it wasn't even a like thing. It was just more of a support type thing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sitting there and it was God awful. And they were like so cliche jokes and so predictable one-liners.
Ooh, mama.
And it wasn't funny to me, but everyone else was cracking up. So she turns to me and she was like, you know, you really don't like Tyler Perry. And I'm like, no, not at all. You know, and so watched on for a little bit longer. Then she was like, you know, oh, Lord. So she was like, maybe if you went to church more, you would understand these jokes.
Ooh. You damn heathen.
Wow. I was thinking more if you were in the ghetto, you would.
And I said, no. Okay. And my response to her was like, no, maybe if I wasn't a mindless sheep like you and the rest of this audience, I would have more things to laugh about. And let me know how Metro is getting you home.
Oh, boy.
And I rolled out.
You did not leave, bro.
The hell I didn't.
Okay.
I like your style.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know,
damn.
Yeah, don't put yourself in them situations. You right. Might want to talk about this shit before y'all go out.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I look at it like this. It's twofold the way I look at it. Okay, if you're looking at, say, your first date, and hopefully, you know, prior to you going to your first date, you have some type of discussion on what type of foods or what type of things that you do like or she likes or whatever. So when you do plan your first date and take her out or take this person out, that you have a kind of a reasonable idea of what kind of foods you can kind of take, you know, place you can take them to that you both will enjoy. But as far as giving that person a choice, no, absolutely not. It's like, you know, I'm asking you out and I have an idea of what you eat. I mean, if you're vegan, of course, we're going to talk about that because that's going to be part of the conversation coming up front that, okay, I'm a vegan. I don't eat this or whatever. So you'll probably come up with something that's going to accommodate you both. But I'm not going to give you a choice on the restaurant if I asked you out. We're talking about a first date, you know, because, you know, I've had a buddy of mine took this particular woman out on a date, and he was taking her to a pretty decent restaurant. And she was like, well, I don't really want to go here. I want to go to Ruth Chris. Like, Ruth Chris is the mecca of all
In Negro land, it is.
apparently, it is for all niggas love Ruth Ooh. Chris, whatever.
Boop, boop. I said Negro. I didn't say niggas.
Okay. Well,
difference. Okay. There's a difference.
Sorry. Negroes. So the bottom line, she was like, I want to go to Ruth Chris. And he said, absolutely not. We're going to my spot that we're going to take her to. But anyway, I think, you know, like I say, when it comes to that, when you're asking a woman out on the first date, it is up to the male to make sure that he has some idea of what she's, you know, what her palate is capable of eating or what have you. But as time goes on, say you particularly like this person and you guys kind of talk back and forth and you're feeling more comfortable with each other, and you say, hey, I was thinking about going such and such a place to dinner or going to a particular movie, because you've already kind of established some type of rapport with each other, then yeah, I think you should say, you know, what do you think about going such and such? Do you want to go with me, you know, or not? And but that's basically, as I say, once you have established that rapport with one another, that you can sit back and talk back and forth and feel comfortable enough to give that person a choice. But when you're going to a first date, absolutely not. If I ask you out on a date and I kind of have an idea of what you eat and don't eat, if you don't like the restaurant, then, you know, fuck you. You know, be like God. Big B.
Like CeeLo.
Yeah, exactly, like CeeLo. Or make sure you drive your own car and meet me there, because, you know.
You should do that anyway on a first date. There is nowhere in the hell. Yeah. Well, I mean, you should be arriving together on a first date.
Well, I mean, what I'm just saying, you tell her the restaurant, say, hey, you know, this is the place we're going, and if she doesn't enjoy the place or doesn't like it, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. But those are the difference. Like I say, first date. And you like this person, you know, more than likely you're going to talk over what you like and the other person like you.
Sure, if they're considerate and thoughtful, they'll know that you don't eat X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, if you don't eat pork, which is nothing wrong with pork.
Nothing wrong with pork.
Pork never done anything wrong to black people.
Oh, goodness.
Except for giving them high blood pressure. But that's all.
That's a little minor thing.
That's
minor. You can balance that out with a good chicken. No. Not the fried chicken, but the baked chicken.
Okay, great. All right. Well, as we always say, if you have any feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com, hit us up. This is Dating Sucks? ? We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Where you been? I paid you, and you ain't hit me back. And I've been calling. I know you see my number on that call ID. Just listen to the words. I got reason to believe that you've been fooling around. The way you feel, the past you lived, the things you did. It don't matter to me for what it's worth. Just don't lie to me. Cause that ain't what I need but now. Maybe everything we built on trust you. Tearing it down. Cause I know love. What you been doing, who you been doing, where I know the truth hurts, where you been going, how you been putting your thing down. I know the truth hurts, whatever you was working, I hope that it was
worth it. Yeah, B, talk your shit.
Kinda let me upgrade your face.
How you gonna upgrade me? It's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade.
I hear you beat the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. Know this true, the type that like to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. What you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still.
Welcome back to IDS Dating Motherfucking Sucks.
Oh, you added something. Okay, all right. Oh. ? No.
If you are not on the News Channel 8 live feed of this show, you have missed Miss Sonya from the Boogie Down speaking about her bestie.
Ooh.
That got.
She did not say that was her bestie.
Niggas all in her house eating up all the food.
Eating the cereal.
Smoking weed.
drinking Kool-Aid.
You know what I'm saying?
All laying around.
No, they ain't never had bottled water in a day in their life where they got to her house. Nope. But now they need their part. Nope. Mm. But only to find out, if you put lipstick on a pig, it's just still a pig with lipstick.
Come through, Sarah Palin.
So, we're going to move on to our next question.
Yes, Strong J. Let's do it. All right. So, very interesting. The next couple of ones are about kids. So, you know, hey, if you don't have any, just sit down and learn something. How much impact should your kid or kids have regarding your relationship? For example, if you're thriving with your significant other, but you just, you know, you stop liking them and your kid likes them. Or you love them, you love your significant other and your kid hates them. Like, you know, how much should your kid matter? We're going to go first to the parents in the room. Sonia, mm-hmm. Let's go to Sonia first. Ladies mm-hmm. first. Mm-hmm. Ladies first.
Yes. For me, the kids are, my kids are number one in my life. So in order for me to, even like date you, I would have, first of all, I don't even introduce my kids to anybody for like at least the first 6 or 7 months. That's even if you make it that far.
Okay.
And then once I do introduce you, it's gradual. So it's a process. Maybe, you know, maybe we might go out for a pizza or, you know, just see how that vibes. Or maybe we might, you know, maybe go bowling or something. It's just to see how he interacts with children. And because a lot of men, what they'll do is they'll want you. They won't want to be bothered with your kids. So it's really on how you present everything and everybody. Because if you present him to them on a garbage can lid, it's not gonna roll. Like, they can't just wake up one day and see him leaving, coming out your room, going to the bathroom, talking about, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? You can't. That
put
cannot
your robe
have
on.
Right. You know what you're voting? No, because that's not how you do it. It has to be a gradual process.
But let's fast forward.
Okay.
3, 4, 5, 6 years into the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, before we do.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
It was part of your question. It was part of your question. Hold on. Okay. It was part of your question. Feel me on this.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so you're into this relationship. Mm-hmm. Now you two break up.
Okay.
And those kids have, your kids have a relationship with this person.
Right.
Was that part of it? Read the question again.
How much impact should your kid or kids have regarding your relationship? Mm-hmm. And I said, for example, mm-hmm. if you're thriving with your significant other and you stop liking them, mm-hmm. you know, but your kids are cool with them.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Okay.
Or you love them and your kids hate them.
Right. So, okay. Okay. All right. So we fast forward. So we're deep into this relationship, but the relationship has to end.
Okay.
And your kids, they have his phone number, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? He on the pickup list at school. He all, you know what I'm saying? He's incorporated mm-hmm. in your life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
do you tell the kids to erase the number out the phone?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because that's relationship that he has formulated with them. Some men don't even try to even bond with the children. Mm-hmm. But if he's already bonded with the children, that means that he loves them. He genuinely mm-hmm. loves them.
Okay.
And you can maintain that relationship right. with them separately from me. I mean, it's, you know, sorry,
and
it didn't work
cool.
out.
That's cool when the next dude comes in the picture.
Right. Before you, because I'm like, whoa.
It's going, it's going awry.
Wait, I'm like, because okay. I mean, okay. I'm kind of with, before,
I'm going to come back to it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Before you even get to that part, uh-huh. and before. I just want to know, wait a minute, whoa, okay. You stopped dating somebody, you still cool with them picking up your child from...
No.
Well, not necessarily picking up child, I was just up to where your relationship
well,
was.
Well, but I'm saying, but you said, like, they're still on the list exactly. for to pick up your child.
Meaning the scope of where your, how sure. deep your relationship was.
Right.
So when it's over, do you say, hey, you know, take that number out your phone, y'all don't got no reason to call them no more, blah blah blah, blue blue blue.
It depends on then, how deep it was.
Then when the next potential Mr. Right comes in the picture, doesn't that present an awkward situation for you? No,
because that's when you have a grown-up conversation. You say, the last relationship I was in, the gentleman that I was, you know, that I was dating was very close to my children. He still picks them up. He still takes them out. He still does things with them. And I hope you're not,
I hope you're not going to be offended by that. Hold on, mama. I'm just meeting you right here at the subway station. And to me, it sounds like you really still into this dude. You might want get your life straight with this dude first before you move on with me.
Well, of course you don't. Of course you don't bring it up at the first date. I mean,
you know what I'm saying, mommy? I don't got nothing to do with that. I met you right here on 125th and Broadway, and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't got nothing to do with Slim.
Well, if you not if you're not mature enough to accept that, then we can't roll.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's so, just how I get. How I get down. So, now, I'm not saying so that somebody else
the,
would.
Peeking behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is you're going to put your life on hold because of your past?
No, I just need to be. Well, you're not moving on
with this brother that you clearly are interested in and clearly interested with you.
But
he's having a problem with the fact that my man's still in the picture. But that's not problem. Their biological father.
I can't let his problems be my problems. If he's insecure, if he's too insecure to realize that that's a separate relationship that has nothing to do with me, then we can't roll. That means you're probably not the one for me anyway because you're not strong enough
So let me ask you this. So you don't. Now that this dude is in the picture and you want to explore giving time to this dude or whatever, you don't have the grown-up conversation with the ex to say, hey, listen, we're not together. I understand you have, that y'all still cool and I appreciate everything you've done, blah, blah, blah. But I have to move on with life. And part of me moving on with my life is letting you know that, you know, you can't just pop up to come see them. Can't just do things like you used to do because we're not together no more.
No, he's not popping up. He's calling me. He's saying, hey, is it okay if I take little so-and-so?
I'm letting you know now, the answer to all those questions are no, because I'm moving on.
What do you mean?
You don't have that conversation with him and say, no, it's not okay to come pick him up. No, it's at this point, we need to start weaning that relationship off too. It was cool while I was single and nothing was going on and what have you. But I'm ready to move on now. And the person that I'm ready to move on with, I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think if everything is done in the right way. I mean, he doesn't have to come in. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to come in or whatever. Especially if their dad is not really in their life and that is somebody who they consider dad.
Hey, Diego, you still got that clone in the machine? Because understanding people like this don't really exist.
Come on, no, listen.
I'm just saying, we need to clone.
No.
This shit. Wait, before
listen,
you.
Cause they're, because there are. Wait. Okay.
1 second. Okay. Before Diego gets in, actually, Big B, aka Fury Styles, he actually. Needs to actually answer the question before it even gets to the two people that don't have kids.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well,
now that I'm done playing devil's advocate.
Okay.
I mean, it really is a touchy situation for your kids, and you can even incorporate the rest of your family as well because he's made or she's made or whoever position you're coming from has made an impact over the years, whether it's positive or negative. And if it's positive, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember a situation where, you know, I broke up with someone and, you know, I came home and I'm like, yo, what you over here doing? And, you know, she was sitting in the room talking to my mom. And, you know, I felt like my balls was big enough to ask my mom, yo, you know, she can't come over here. I'm not with her. She was like, no, your relationship is over. Ours isn't. And if you don't want me to have a relationship with who you're with, don't bring them here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I had to take my little pissy balls and move on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's sort of a tough situation because now it's your kids where, you know, you sort of have the say in the matter of what goes on under your roof. But I guess for me, you know, like I said, while there's that lull of, you know, you cleaning up the mess from what just ended, representing yourself and repackaging yourself to get back out there or whatever. I just think once that new person comes in, if they reach the status of being introduced to the kids, or they reach the status of where they're going to start playing some sort of role in your life, then if the ex doesn't have the wherewithal to say, hey, you know, it's probably best that, you know, I don't take some of these phone calls and just kind of let it die off on its own, or have the conversation of, hey, listen, you know, this is not good for me to be here, you know, mom or dad has moved on and blah, 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 whatever. You know, my number's still here. If there's an emergency, call me. You know what I'm saying? It's really a touchy situation. And it really, unfortunately, takes three adults to really, you know, be in their right mind frame. And unfortunately, it's going to sort of force a child to have to grow up a little bit faster and understand how cruel this world can be.
The ego. Do you remember the question?
Yeah, I remember the question. And the way I look at it, and because I'm kind of sort of part of the whole of the situation, as far as being that ex that basically have kind of raised a child and still continue to be in that child's life as their father, so to speak. So, I mean, I'm looking at it from both ways. I understand where both of you guys are coming from in that regard. I think it goes as far as age. Now, if you get with a woman and her child is young and your relationship doesn't work but the child is still young, I think you should bow out of the relationship and bow out the child's relationship. Okay, even though you might love that child and look at the child as someone that you really love, but you have to do it for the child's sake and for the woman's sake also, because you don't want that confusion to come in. Because if you're not with her and she moves on, or you know, or you move on or whatever, and she meets someone else or you meet someone else, you just do that clean break. Now, if you're with that child and you continue to be in that relationship and the child is at a certain age, now that is a whole, total different ballgame, because now that child can discern for themselves whether they still want to have a relationship with you, even if you and the mother are no longer together. But I feel like I still want to have a relationship with you, so I have your number, and if I want to call you, text you, or what have you, then I think that's between you and the child. And also with the mother, also with her consent, because you don't ever want to go behind the parents' back and still have communication with their mm-hmm. child without them knowing. And like I say, I'm in that situation where I dated a woman and I met her child at 7, and I mean, I love her child, and now her child is 16. And as far as the child is concerned, even though the mother and I, we have our moments of on and off, and, you know, we have our moments. Let's just say it like that. Okay, we just have our moments.
Well.
But I love that child as she's my own. And I mean, I've raised her since 7. Now she's 16. And I mean, I love her. She calls me daddy. I mean, she calls me for whatever. If she needs, like, she's going to some little school function and she wanted some shoes and stuff like that. So yeah, I've taken on that role, and that's between her and I. We text and we talked and about, you know, grades and so forth and so on. So I can say it's a fine line you have to walk, but I agree with both parties. But you, sometime when a child is younger, you have to make the decision to make that clean break.
I actually you know, again, speaking as somebody that does not have a child, and I agree with you. I think it depends on the age. And I didn't want to interrupt you because I know you were on a roll. I was thinking, like, how old does that child have to be for you to decide, you know, what you're going to say, you know, to the child? You know what I mean? Like, how old does it, you know, how old does the child have to be?
Like, I'm thinking.
Or does it depend on the situation? No, or is it really situational, does. Like, you know.
Like 12, like if I say if the child is like 12, 13, 14, you know what I mean, around there, and you meet you know, and the man comes into your life, and the children are like, you know, middle school age. And middle schools are very hormonal, emotional age. If they actually bond with the gentleman, say if it's a boy and he really bonds with the man, it's almost like you don't even want to break that up. You know what I mean? Because that's like, you know what I mean? Because that's an emotional.
But aren't you, and before I even give my feedback, aren't you breaking it up if you break up with the guy and then you're seeing somebody else? And no shade to the mom.
Right.
Because, you know, life happens and relationships happen.
Right.
And they break up and they, you know, life is an ebb and flow. But if you break up with that dude, mm-hmm. and you stop seeing that guy, you don't think it would be confusing for the child, or the child would feel a certain type of way? Oh my God, I just said that line. God, I hate that. But you don't think the child would feel like weird that it's like, okay, I'm cool with Tim, but now you're dating Tom. And I'm like, but I really like Tim because Tim is dope and Tim takes me places and he picks me up when I'm not feeling well from school and, you know, X, Y, and Z.
That's why you need time in between relationships. That's why it's not good to jump from one to the next.
A lot of people don't do that, though.
I know, but I probably
do. I mean, I'm just saying, a lot of people don't.
No, you're absolutely right. But that's what you have to have, especially when you have children. You can't jump from man to man or woman to woman to woman, because it really does confuse the children. So you have to make, definitely put like a lot of, at least a year in between relationship to another.
Or just have a lot of uncles.
We no.
Okay. Kids aren't stupid.
Right. No.
They know who Uncle Henry.
And yeah,
right. They know who Uncle Henry is. Uncle Tim. They know who they are.
But it is a sacrifice. It is.
Yeah, okay. I do agree. I mean, because I know for me, like, so how much impact should your kids have regarding your relationship? Again, I don't have kids, but I was in a relationship with someone that had kids, and I waited a really, really long time for me, and I'm going to assume him as well, that before I met, you know, the kids, mm-hmm. because I wanted to see, like, where is this going?
Right.
How long are we going to hang out? Like, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, because I know me personally, I didn't want to get attached to the kids, and I didn't want the kids to get attached to me. Mm-hmm. So hanging out with them, and of course, you know, getting to know them, and we did get attached, and you know, and then certain situations with like the kid's mom, like she sucked, mm-hmm. and not in a good way. She just sucked. So you know, of course, so that made me get a little bit more attached to them. But when I knew that the relationship, it was time for it to be over, because they were young, I thought it was best for me to step away, mm-hmm. And not have any type of contact with them, because I thought that would be too confusing for them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the difficult decision that I made, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that sometimes, you know, as adults, we are selfish, and especially the adults that don't have kids, we can be selfish where it's like, you know, we love a kid just as much as we love the parent, and we go in the relationship hard. And when it's over, it's like sometimes, you know, it's over. So meaning if I'm cutting off ties with him, or you're cutting off ties with her, then it's over. Mm-hmm. That means the kids too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because there should be no, you're contacting me to pick you up when you're not feeling well, or there should be no doing anything, you know, unless it's like an emergency situation, of course. But there shouldn't be any of that, because eventually a new person is going to come into the folds, and then it's just going to be super, super confusing for that child to think, okay, wait a minute. One second ago, you know, she was here. Now, you know, maybe 10 seconds, it could be 10 seconds ago. Now this person's here. Mm-hmm. It can be very confusing. So I would think, well, at least for me, I would have to just bow out gracefully. All right, you can go ahead and finish it up, Diego, and then we're going to move on to the next question.
I mean, as far as I guess the second part of that question is, I mean, it all depends on, you know, the age of the child, mm-hmm. as far as how the child is influencing your relationship on a negative way. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the child doesn't like the person that you're with, and I always say young children, they are great barometers of how they're how they come across with the person that you're dealing with. If you have a young kid and they're not feeling the person for whatever reason, I think you tend to listen to them a little bit more, because children, they know. They know mm-hmm. if you're not a good person. They mm-hmm. got that feel. Mm-hmm. But I think as you get, if you have older children, and they might not like your man because, well, he might not give them money, or he might not do this, or right. he might want them to start carrying their weight a little bit more, like taking out the trash or mm-hmm. cutting the lawn or getting on them. And they might come off, well, I really don't like him because he's bossy, or mm-hmm. he tries to, you know, control what's in the household. And I think it's more of a tendency not to listen to them, because a lot of times, you know, teenagers, let's say mm-hmm. teenagers, yeah. sometimes they could put salt in your relationship mm-hmm. just because they're, you know, it's not working for them. Yep. So that's the way you kind of look at it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So let's keep with the kid conversation. So next question is, if you date someone and their kid doesn't do any chores or anything to contribute to the household, should that be a deal breaker for the relationship or a potential learning experience for the child? It's actually another part of that question, but I'll ask that first. So if you date someone and their kid doesn't do any chores or anything to contribute to the household, should that be a deal breaker for their relationship or a potential learning experience for the child?
Hmm. Everything should be a learning experience. You know, you're coming into a situation and you don't know where that kid picked up their learned behaviors. You don't know if it came from you, if you don't know if it came from when you being, you know, the person that you're seeing, or you don't know if it came from their other parent, what have you. Either way, every situation, whether it's them being lazy, not cleaning up, them not going to school, them having a bad attitude, whatever, it should all be a learning experience initially. And what should be important in that situation is whether you have the support of the person that you're with as you try to curtail some of the bad habits and get them on the straight and narrow.
Miss Sonia.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, to me, say if I'm a man and I'm coming into a situation with a young lady and I see she has a son and he's not doing anything, like she's coming home from work, she's taking out the trash, she's vacuuming, and he's been home, like it's summer break, he's been home all day and nothing is being done. The first thing that I'm going to ask is, so what are your thoughts on parenting? Like, do you know, because culturally, I'm gonna say, like, in certain cultures, the man child is reverenced as, like, you know, end all be all. So if it were, like, you know, certain cultures, the man child is not really made to do certain things. So, but if it's just a Black or Hispanic family, you know, everybody chips in and pulls together. If my thing is, if she is, or she is allowing, you know, her children to kind of just do whatever and walk all over her, it, to me, it's the first thing I would ask her is, do you want help with this? Do you need for me to help you regulate this? Like, are you having a hard time, or is this okay for you? Because sometimes if you come in and step in and say, well, I'm going to help you with this, she might not think anything is wrong. So, but if she's saying to you, I really need help, like these kids are walking all over me, can you please help? Then then I say, then you help if you want to. But sometimes if you go to chastise somebody else's child, they will tell you, don't talk to my child that way. So that's why, that's a conversation you really have to have. Like, say, you know, I noticed, you know, I probably have been parented differently than you. I noticed that your grown children are in here and they're not doing anything. Like, what's going on? And then if you don't like the feedback, whatever, maybe it's time to take a step back from the relationship and say, this is not going to work, because it's going to be friction, because a mother is going to choose her children over you,
as they should
anyway.
But I guess I'll say the only place where I disagree with that is, you know, I'll take myself a perfect example. You know, I'm a hard worker. I work two jobs. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm a pretty fucking great cook. You know what I'm saying? And I have a lot of good qualities about myself. One of my pitfalls is I'm not Mr. Tidy. I struggle like shit with being tidy. And I mean, seriously, sometimes I'll be like, I don't know, it's time to wash the dishes because they smell like shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, fuck. You know, and I know, you know, by default, my daughter kind of is like, okay, it's cool or whatever. But I know it's wrong, and it's a struggle with me to not be a hypocrite and just scream on her, but I got to get my shit together too. And, you know, I was in a relationship where I was with someone that was the opposite of me, was very OCD, very tidy, what have you. And she came into the situation and basically just, without imposing her will, but came in and just sort of took the situation over and got my daughter involved in cleaning and showed her how to clean or whatever. And by default, I sort of followed as well. And in terms of I would see what she was doing, I'd be like, damn, you know, she scrubbing the fuck out that floor, the walls or whatever. That's some shit I would never do. So I'm going to not be a slob and fuck it up. I'm going to wipe the stove when I get done making something or whatever, because she just got finished cleaning all this shit. So it's sort of a ripple effect, you know, and I think if it's done right or if it's introduced right, and every situation is different,
right,
I think it could be a great learning experience.
I think I just like to respect people in their space. I'm not just not gonna come into your space. I'm gonna have a conversation with you. Hey, I noticed blah blah blah. You know I'm OCD. You know I'm real tidy. And you see you're the opposite. Would you be offended if? I would say
just get into it, because I think that approach almost lends itself to a potential argument, because a dude could take it as, hold on, Slim, you coming for me? You trying to say I'm a motherfucking slob? What you saying?
Well,
yes. I mean, if you just, my thing is this, if you come or say, you know, whatever, if you have access to his house or whatever, and say you get off before he does, and you come in and you lock the house down and boom, by the time he get home, it's clean.
But some people don't like you in their stuff and messing with their things.
Well, then you need to rewind your situation a little bit further back than just cleaning. There's other deep rooted issues that you probably need to get past before this anyway. You know what I'm saying? If you have access to this person's house, actually, obviously they trust you enough to be in there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, for my situation, there were times where I know when I left in the morning, the last thing I did was look over my shoulder like, God damn it, I got to clean this motherfucker up.
My drawers on the floor.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right by the front door, you know?
What?
But shit happens. Okay. Shit happens. All right. Shit gets real. Shit happens.
Okay, I will not. Okay.
But what I'm saying about, like, I'll get home, and before I even turn the doorknob, I'm smelling pine salt, and I'm like, God damn, what the fuck? And I walk in and see sparkles off shit. I'm like, God damn, okay. And at least for me, it made me step my game up. Because instead of walking in, kicking my shoes off, like I would normally do, I took my shoes and picked them up and put them on the rack. Mm-hmm. Because I seen somebody done busted their ass to get this house together. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's for me and for my daughter, it's a great learning experience.
Okay. All right, Diego, again, because I know you probably don't remember. If you date someone and their kid doesn't do any chores or anything to contribute to the household, should that be a deal breaker for the relationship or a potential learning experience for the child?
You know, as a serial dater out there. As a serial dater, a man who's dated many, you know, women with children out there. And it all depends on really the age of the child. I mean, if you come into a situation with someone and they have young children, and you might sit down and talk to her and say, you know, as you progress in the relationship, I mean, coming off the break, I'm not really interested in meeting your fucking children. I want to figure if I like your ass enough to even meet your children. But once we have established that, okay, I like you, and we get to that point where I like your children, I kind of like to sit back and watch how you interact with your children in your household. And if I see that you just kind of let your children get away with anything and everything, I'll make a comment and say, so basically you're not going to let him take out the trash, you're not going to let make her, you know, you're not going to tell her to make her bed up, or, you know, whatever the case, or pick up after herself. And if I make those comments, you're kind of like, well, you know, I do that. I'm automatically cutting you out right there, because I don't really give a shit about you that much to put that effort into talking to you about changing your child ways. If you're fine with it, then I'm fine with it too. And then I know where to put you as far as what I'm going to deal with you on a long-term basis or short-term basis as it is. Now, if we sit down and we have a conversation, you're like, you know, I just need you to help me along with that, because you might need that male influence to, you know, to talk to your child, whether it be a female child or a boy, a male, you just sit there and say, hey, look, you know, okay, I can do this, and say, hey, you know, and I've done it before. I've taken women that I've dated that talk to their child, say, hey, you know, especially males, say, hey, you know, you need to do your part, because, you know, you're the young man of the household, and you need to help your mother out doing X, Y, Z. And generally it comes off very positive, because sometimes they just don't know. And so if you can give them that experience and say, hey, you need to do that. But you have to be a united front with the mother. You just can't go in there and all balls like, you need to do this, and you need to boss their child around, because that's their child. And you don't want to ever alienate a child in their household. Mm-hmm. You know, so you kind of come in and, you know, you put your spin on it and talk about it. But you do it in a way that you're kind of saying, hey, this is something you should do, because you need to pull your part, and that's your mother, and you need to help your mother or your father, because they're doing everything possible to, you know, provide for you. And if you come in that direction, I think it's going to be a positive experience. Now, the caveat to that is, if you come into a situation where they have grown-ass children, you know, and when I say grown-ass children, I'm talking about 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old, and they living in the house, and they just trifling, well, that's a no-win situation. Mm-hmm. That's just a headache waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. And it really is the best way is to, you know, hit the mom or dad as many times as you can and bow out the situation. Because the bottom line,
hit.
when I say hit that ass or whatever.
Oh, you mean need, just have sex.
Yeah, have sex. Okay. All right. You know, I'm not talking about physical, but I'm just saying.
You said hit the mom. Well, yeah, I didn't know where we were going with this. People need clarification these days.
But to have a sexual relationship. And just hit it and quit it. Right. Uh-huh. Hit it and quit it and leave it as that.
Leave before everybody wake up.
Right. And don't get into that. Don't try to impose your will and say, well, you need to tell your child to do this. Because if they're 17, 18, and 20, it's done.
Too late.
Mm-hmm. It's too late. It's, you cannot impose your will on that. It's too late.
Mm-hmm. I'm a beg to differ. I agree. Again, I think it's two parts to what I want to say. One, I think it's only your approach. If it is a younger person or whatever, you know, sometimes, you know, in the situations I've been in, my approach has been, hey, hey, Junior, whatever, what you doing? Hey, do me a favor, you know, put the game down and come help me with this real quick. You know what I'm saying? You know, help me get this trash together, or do me a favor, I'm about to take the trash out. Can you go to all the rooms, bring the trash cans down and dump them, blah, blah, blah.
A 17, 18-year-old?
I said younger age.
Okay.
I said at a younger age.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know, you can go with that approach and get them, you know, into it and motivated, sure, or what have you.
Okay.
At a younger age, I still don't think you should throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think you should, first and foremost, make an attempt.
If it's not going, okay.
I'm going through my progression.
I'm going through my progression.
I think you should first make an attempt. If they're not going to acknowledge your attempt, that doesn't mean shit on mom. You know, it could mean a situation of, well, if he's not going to listen to me and I'm not his father, so I can't impose my will. And if you're not going to step up and make it happen, then maybe the time that we spend together should probably be at my place. And then if our relationship progresses to where we're going to make a move, and we're going to coexist, well, guess what happens now? There's a shift of power.
Right.
And if you think that lazy motherfucker's coming into now my house,
right,
now you have a little bit of leverage to say, listen here, I understand, you know, when you were with mom, you did things your way or what have you, whatever, whatever. Well, dynamics have switched a little bit here now. And if you're going to be here as a young adult, these are the rules that you're going to have to follow. And if you don't, this is not going to be an option for you.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Because you still could have a great woman that just may not know how to handle that situation. And it might take you handling it, and it might take a little bit of tough love to say, hey, if you're not going to make sure, you know, the way you want things done, I'm here to be your partner and enforce how you want things done as well.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying with that, but also on the side of that, you know, I don't believe in coming between a mother and their child.
Right. But it may not be that you're coming between. No, it may be a situation of she doesn't know how to do it.
And even with that, I understand.
She might want the house clean too.
Right.
Soon as she clean it up, he fucking it up.
Right. But the bottom line, as a mother and being the interloper, okay, in the situation, you're still coming between the mother and the child. Because at this point in time, and I'm talking about at a child that's 17, 18, so forth and so on. If you have not established those dynamics with your child that, okay, you need to do X, Y, Z, I'm not going to waste my, no matter how much I like her, I'm not going to bring that headache into my life. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe later on we could circle back after your child is gone and 30. We could, you know.
Diego, suppose it's a situation of he's just never had nobody put a foot in his ass. All it took was for you to say, this is the way shit's going to go down. And he straightened his shit up. You would have potentially thrown away a great relationship because you weren't willing to give it a little bit of effort.
I understand what you're saying. I've seen the situations from other, you know, people I've talked to. I'm just not going to do it. It's just not worth the headache to me. And, you know, I'm sorry that he didn't.
So saying it one time is a headache?
No, I'm not saying it one time. I'm talking about after we sit down, we had a discussion and you know, I'm talking to the
child.
And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you have that discussion and he says, yes, sir, I understand.
And I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying I've dealt with the situation before. And I said, you know something? You don't have to do it. Because, like I say, I'm not that vested into this situation to even follow through. Now, like I say, after you have maybe gone into, you know, maybe gone to college, gone in the military, or just getting out the house, maybe your mother and I can, you know, circle back and say, okay, and, you know, if your child decide to visit us, okay, now these are the rules and everything like that, but kind of going in there and they still, you know, in that stage, I'm just not going to do it. I've done it. I've been in that situation, and it's just not worth the headache to me. You know, dealing with, you know, kids at that age who don't have respect for male authority because maybe their father was just no good or maybe whatever happened in their lives that they just don't have that mature factor or that, you know, that thing that they doing anything responsible. So.
All right. Well, I feel like you guys are already answered the second part of the question. So, as usual, if you have any feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com. Let us know what you're thinking. Thank you, Ro. We really appreciate that feedback.
I'm loving Ro.
Like, you done turned Diego on.
He did.
Yeah.
That fuck you made me jump.
It made him moist. I'm like, can you make a man moist?
Yeah.
Really. Made him moist. But anyway, so we appreciate you listening to Dating Sucks? Please share the show. Let other people know, you know, that you're listening to it, because you never know. Somebody might need to listen to this and it may spark something. They may be like, you know what? Yes. So feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com, 202-750-1437, 202-750-1IDS. And I think we're good. I think we're out. Till the next time. Big B.
Adios.
Diego. Miss Sonia.
Yep. Adios.
Neen. Queen Neen, we are out.